For the management, usually it is a symptomatic management because it resolutes spontaneously. But there are certain other forms of the treatment can be given for some of the symptoms. For example, for pain, tenderness and fever, we can go for NSAIDs or aspirin. Indomethacin 100 to 150 mg daily can also be given for controlling the pain and also for hastening the resolution. However, the NSAIDs are contraindicated in the patients with IBD. In persistent cases, potassium iodide can be given either in the form of a tablet 400 to 900 mg daily, or a saturated solution potassium iodide can be given in the form of 2 to 10 drops in water or orange juice 3 times per day, which we built over the period of days. The exact mechanism of potassium iodide in erythema nodosum is not known, but it is believed that it induces the mast cells to release heparin, which suppresses delayed hypersensitivity reaction. And in addition to this, it also inhibits neutrophilic chemotaxis, but it is contraindicated during the pregnancy because it may induce goiter in the fetus. Severe hypothyroidism secondary to exogenous intake of iodide has also been described. Usually, the steroids are not given for the treatment of erythema nodosum, especially when we are suspecting an infectious cause. However, for the resolution of the nodules, intralesional triamcinolone can be injected in these nodules. Other treatments which can be given is colchicine 0.6 to 1.2 mg twice a day, or HCQ in a dose of 200 mg twice a day. Nowadays, TNF alpha inhibitors has also been used for the treatment of erythema nodosum, especially when it is associated with IBD. But it is, however, paradoxically, it is seen that etanercept and infliximab have been reported to produce erythema nodosum as a cutaneous side effect.